In this week's parsha, we have the halachos of the kosher animals and birds and fish, and it seems very, very simple in the Torah. As zeto chlumi kol asher mayim kol asher lo snar pir v'kaskeses b'mayim, etc. Kol asherin lo snar pir v'kaskeses, etc. Sheketz lo tzochelu. It needs snar pir v'kaskeses, it needs fin and scales. And Rashi explains here, snar pir ilu shashot b'hem is what helps it what helps it swim, and kaskeses are the klipin akfuin bo, are the scales, like the chainmail armor, etc., that are attached to it. The only tricky part is there's a mefurish mishnah nida daf nun aleph amid beis that says kol sheyesh lo kaskeses yesh lo snapper v'yesh lo snapper v'ein lo kaskeses, meaning you don't really need to look for a snapper of a kaskeses. If a fish has a fin, that doesn't prove anything. But a fish has scales, then automatically every fish with scales also has a fin. There's no counterexamples, and therefore all you really need is scales. You don't really need the fin, because if you see the scales, you know it has the fin, and the scales are the fin is lomala v'lomorid. So the Gemara asks, so if it only depends on having scales, then why did the Torah say snapper of kaskeses? The Torah could have just said, kaskeses, check for the scales. And they give an enigmatic answer. Yagdil amar v'yabahu v'chein tana dveirari shmal, yagdil Torah v'yadir. To increase and glorify the Torah. And it's not so clear. How exactly does it increase and glorify the Torah to say something redundant and unnecessary and irrelevant? It would seem to me the opposite, that the Torah should say things that have a nafkamina, that teach us something, that have some significance to be Yagdil Torah. To be Yagdil Torah v'yadir. And there are, of course, many, many, many answers. I just want to suggest two answers, or rather share with you two answers that I've seen. One is based on the Ritva there. Most of the Rishonim don't get into this philosophical discussion. But the Ritva there says, what is a Yagdil Torah v'yadir? It's to teach you that even though from a practical perspective, all we care about is the scales, and the fin is lomal of lomora, that's for practical halacha lemaisa perspective. However, the Torah wants to teach us that on a deeper perspective, what really makes this fish tahor? What really makes it tahor is not the scales. What really makes it tahor is the combination of the scales and the fin. And therefore, the Yagdil Torah v'yadir is to teach us that even though practically all you need is kaskasim, but philosophically, what makes this, conceptually, what makes this fish tahor is the combination of the fin and the scales. Rav Cook, actually, he doesn't, I don't know if he quotes the Ritva by name, but in the letters of Rav Cook, in the letter Kuf Gimel, he says, from here we see what's Yagdil Torah v'yadir, that it's not just knowing halacha l'maisa and practically how to tell what's kosher and treif, but you also have to know the deeper hidden layers of, you mean the mystical layers of the Torah, you also have to know the deeper mystical layers, which are that even though practically all we care about is kaskasim, Yagdil Torah v'yadir is there's philosophy and not just practicality. And philosophically, the snapper of the kaskasim are both significant. One could say, perhaps, I don't know, maybe the Rav would have said a little different than, I don't know what he would have said than Rav Cook about this, that it might also, there might be a conceptual point to this. There's a chakira Rabbi Chanan has in the Kovet Shmuas in Chulin, in the sugyas of the Simonim, are the Simonim just a way to identify a min, and that min is kosher because of the min, or is the Simonim actually make it kosher? Okay, that ties into a lot of things we're not going to get into now in Lamdas, and perhaps the Yagdil Torah v'yadir, it's not just practically all you need is kaskeses, but it's teaching you that, no, the kaskeses and snapper together make it kosher, which shows you that side of lumdish chakira, that it's not just that this min is automatically kosher, it's that the simonim make it kosher, and that's the Yagdil Torah v'yadir. So one derech of Yagdil Torah v'yadir might be to say that even though practically only the kaskasim, there's more than just practicality, there's deeper philosophical, mystical, lumdish, however many layers of the Torah, you've darshan in the Torah pi pardes, and that's what the Torah is trying to tell you, look beyond merely the practical on the deeper level. That's all one derech. The Shlah has a beautiful drash on this, though. The Shlah says, what is Yagdil Torah v'yadir? And he goes into what the symbolism of kaskeses and snapper is. Not in terms of kashrus, in terms of Torah. Right? If this is Yagdil Torah v'yadir, what is a kaskeses and what's a snapper? And he points out the two opposite things. A kaskeses is something that protects you and keeps you exactly the way you are. It's the armor that keeps everything out. And a snapper is something that moves you to a different place. What is Torah all about? Is it about keeping everything out and preserving exactly what's there and not letting anything change? Or is it about moving to a different place? And he says, that's exactly what's Yagdol Torah V'yader. If all your Torah is, you're moving every place. You have a new Torah. You rewrite the Torah every generation, and that's not Torah. If Torah is just more and more and more and more armor, and all you can do is say exactly what they said last year, and all you can do is say exactly what they said in the yeshiva one generation ago, two generations ago, without chidushei Torah, without finding new, deeper, more relevant messages of Torah in every time and place, and that's also not Torah. It says Torah, you need start with the armor. You can't say, oh, we'll make a new Torah every day. Who cares about the Torah of our ancestors? Got to start with armor to protect the Torah from corruption, to make sure that we're keeping our Masorah alive with integrity and with loyalty. But that's not your Yagdol Torah V'yader. To have Yagdol Torah V'yader, the Torah needs to add the snapper to the Kaskeses to tell you, once you start with loyalty and you're following the derech of your Rebbeim and you're preserving the Masorah, then to have the next step is Yagdol Torah V'yader. Don't just learn what it says in the Svarim. Don't just learn whatever anyone said 40 years ago, 400 years ago, 2,000 years ago, but find Chidushei Torah. Figure out new insights. Figure out new insights because you learn some new sefer. Learn new insights because you have a new chiddush in a gemara. Figure out new insights because where you are, you can see things that are relevant messages for you that they didn't need in the previous generations. And shut them and go someplace with the Torah. Once you have the armor, now it's real Torah. The real Torah, Yagdol Torah V'yader. Take it to the next step, and with that combination, you can really be mekayim Yagdol Torah V'yader. Shabbat Shalom.